This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 50 people were killed, dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. That's according to health officials and police. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, the prime minister held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspensions and arrest of health and civil defense managers there. The manager of the hospital was also suspended and ordered to be arrested. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis, which has killed more than 17,000 people there and infected more than 1.4 million. Health officials at Nasiriyah said search operations at the Al Hussein Coronavirus Hospital were continuing after the fire was brought under control, but thick smoke was making it difficult to enter some of the burnt wards. Large contingents of Cuban police continue patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans living in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appear determined to put a stop to it. This is VOA News. The arrest of a failed Florida businessman and the assassination of Haiti's president has deepened the mystery into an already convoluted plot. Christian Emmanuel Sanon is a 62-year-old Haitian who expressed a desire to lead his country in a YouTube video. But he's unknown in Haitian political circles, and those who know him suggest he was duped by whoever masterminded the assassination of Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's police on Sunday accused Sanon of working with those who plotted and participated in Moïse's killing. They gave no information on the purported masterminds. The death toll in the Miami-area condominium collapse has now climbed to 94. Officials said Monday that 22 people remain unaccounted for. The Surfside mayor, Charles Burkett, said officials are stepping up security at the site to ensure the recovery crews can preserve personal items for family members of the victims. The Miami-Dade County Mayor, Daniela Levine-Cava, said a new round of COVID-19 tests have been administered to local officials after a vaccinated Miami-Dade County Commissioner who helped other officials in Surfside announced that he and the chief of staff tested positive for the virus on Sunday. She said all rapid tests have come back negative. The World Health Organization now says that the rich countries should not be ordering booster shots for their vaccinated populations, while other countries have yet to receive any COVID-19 vaccine. And WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said deaths were again rising from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Delta variant was becoming dominant, and many countries had yet to receive enough vaccine doses to protect their health workers. He added that this behavior is prolonging the agony and it is taking the world hostage. He singled out vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna as companies that were aiming to provide booster shots in countries where there was already a high level of vaccination. Tedros said that they should instead direct their doses to COVAX as a vaccine sharing program, mainly for middle income and poorer countries. South Korea's streak of more than 1,000 daily coronavirus cases has reached a week as health authorities scramble to slow a viral surge that brought Seoul's thriving nightlife to a standstill and professional baseball to a halt. Authorities said Tuesday that more than 800 of the 1,150 new cases are in the greater capital area, where officials have shut down nightclubs and prohibited private social gatherings of three or more people. After 6 p.m. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.